East Coast Breakfast.
It started with me saying, I'm going to try and be quick. Khloe Kardashian's ex Lamar and Bruce Jenner, who's both exes from the Kardashian family, have started a podcast. Right? Because they're obviously riding off of the fame of their exes. They're both ex-partners. And the only thing they have in common is this family. The only thing they're trying to make money off is the family.
Oh, Bruce Jenner was
Kevin
now. Okay,
yes,
I'm so confused.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then, on Real Housewives of Durban, there was a cast member that went and spoke to, behind the back of another cast member, their ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
That ex-boyfriend is currently suing the other cast member. So it's messy. So there's exes involved.
Okay.
Then I saw my friends that have broken up. They had a messy relationship. Like,
yeah.
Messy.
Yeah.
She, like, they just, you don't need to be involved. Like, your relationship was messy, toxic, it ended.
Yeah.
Why are you commenting on Instagram? Why is liking the pictures? Why is leaving comments? I think that it's so bizarre. And these people are still commenting on their exes' social media.
But you also understand that not all relationships end because they're toxic. It's just the end of the road.
Yeah, but still, it's your previous partner. Let it go.
Well,
look to the future. Look to a new partner.
If the split is amicable,
would you
then
do
it's
that,
okay,
Sky?
Right?
No.
Not.
I don't think so.
So
irrespective.
So
why are you even following your ex partners on social media?
To see how poor they've become.
No.
Since they've left me and how miserable their life is.
No.
To answer a question that you asked me, would I?
Yes.
Would I what?
Yes.
Would you comment on an ex's picture?
My question is no, because of, I think the partner that I had, I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying the partner I had wouldn't appreciate that, so I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
If
it was up to me, I also don't know. So out of respect, I wouldn't, yes.
Oh.
But not because I understand that.
I get that.
Hate her.
Darren, yeah. You?
Like I said, you know, if a comment's funny or whatever, then you just like it or whatever. But,
no.
But if it's out of deference to your existing partner, then yeah, then don't do it.
I think either way for me, it's a no, just don't do it at all. So we're asking you, is it okay to still comment on your ex's posts on social media? 061-792-9495. Good morning, Vicky.
Hey, Breakfast Team.
Hi.
Following the question on whether or not to post on an ex's post,
yeah.
I think that if it was a significant person in your life and a significant breakup, if you haven't blocked them completely, which you probably should do, and they've got an open profile, you know, not to comment on their posts. Just have a little bit of self-respect and a little bit of self-dignity.
Mm.
As much as what it hurts to see some of the things that you see, don't comment. I recently went through a breakup and I did notice that there were some people, exes, commenting and laughing, and I felt really, really bad for them, not for the actual ex of mine, you know, and I felt like they were acting a little silly and showing themselves up, and I think having a little bit of self-respect is always good. It just shows integrity and yeah, it just saves you a lot of pain long term, especially when you end up happy. So that's my comment for the day.
Wow. Thank you, Vicky. I love that. Yeah, no.
Nikki, we
don't need to discuss this anymore, actually, Vicky.
You covered it.
We'll ask you again. Is it okay to still comment on your ex's posts on social media?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
So, weigh in for us. What do you think?
Oh, man. Well, I think everybody should know this. I mean, if you broke up with a person, that means, you know, well, it depends on the relationship, I guess. But then it's not normal. I mean, I wouldn't want to see my ex on my chat saying something. Why are you speaking to me?
Mm-hmm.
What if your breakup was amicable? Like, hey, you decide, you know, it's not working.
Became friends.
Let's be friends. And then you're in a new relationship. Can you go like your ex's post?
I think there's a Zulu phrase that says, wherever water
yes, Lama and Zama Kona's opindami foot.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Exactly what he just said.
To prevent it,
yeah.
Don't let him get close to you. It's just to keep yourself safe. And also, you love that person. So what makes you think that you're not going to feel a certain way now that you're speaking to them again? You know, you don't want to bring that back into your life. So don't do it.
Okay.
For your mental health. And also, you could have a partner.
Yeah.
And your partner would probably not like that, because what does it mean that
out of respect?
Yes.
It's disrespectful to like your ex's stuff.
It's disrespectful. What are you liking? You want to go back there?
Yeah. Well, because I suppose that. Thank you, Bololani. I suppose those are the options. That's the optics. Like, if you're hanging around there, what are you doing? Sky, I don't know. Translate this expression.
Yeah, but he said it. He gave the translated verse. So it basically, La manzama konazo pindame food. Direct translation, where water stops, will stop there again.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure, that's deep. I need some time to think
I'm
about
need
that.
Some time to
so that's
think
the answer to this question.
How were the
Can you comment on your
How were the ancestors giving us advice on social media?
How
crazy.
Did they know?
How did they do that?
No, surely you know Shaga's verified.
East Coast Breakfast.